the Borough Buzz Podcast. Hi, Hillsboro Elementary. My name is Mr. Rubke, and I'm joined today with a couple sixth grade students. Sixth graders, can you please introduce yourselves?
I'm Kenzie Sisted.
I'm Gage Ulrich.
All right, and our sixth graders have some morning announcements for the week. Sixth graders, take it away.
Good morning, Hillsboro Elementary School. Today is Monday, September 15th. Lunch. This week's lunch is Chinese lo mein,
burritos,
chicken bacon ranch pasta,
pizza burgers,
and hot ham and cheese. One rule we have here at our school is be respectful. Being respectful helps make our schools a place where everyone can learn. When we are responsible, we can be trusted to do something right. We help others.
We clean up our messes. We admit when we make mistakes or do the wrong thing. We focus on our schoolwork this week's lunchroom and out at recess.
Great job. That word was responsible, right? Be responsible. Sixth graders, should we have our audience recite the Pledge of Allegiance with us?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay. Take it away.
Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Great job. Okay, did we get it all? Did we do it all, guys? We got the lunches, we got the borough chat there with Be Responsible, we did our Pledge of Allegiance. Okay, on to the interview portion with Kenzie and Gage. How's the school year been going so far, guys?
Good.
Yeah, what's been your favorite part of the school year? Have you done any cool projects or activities?
We colored our burrows.
Colored your burrows?
Yeah.
You guys were just doing an art project when I walked in the room to get you.
Yeah.
What was that?
A goose.
Fall goose.
Was that off of that website, Art for Kids?
Yeah.
Hub or something
yeah.
like that? Yeah. I know that website well. There's a lot of cool... Is it like a guy and his son or his daughter, and they do a bunch of different step-by-step drawings?
Yeah.
Do you remember like a favorite one that you've ever done off that website before?
I think one Christmas I went and drew Santa.
Okay, you stole my answer, because I was going to say I remember doing some cool Santa ones one time. Gage, have you used that website before to do a step-by-step drawing?
No.
Never? I always think that the guy's final product on there looks really good because he uses, like, those special markers. What kind of markers are those?
I think they're, like, paint markers.
Yes, paint markers, yeah. They always look so cool when it's done.
Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to ask you guys a couple questions that we haven't done yet on the podcast since we're on our third episode, just trying to change it up a little bit week by week. Gage has been here in Hillsboro Elementary since he was a preschooler, right? Who is your favorite teacher of all time that you've had at Hillsboro Elementary? And let's make it a rule that you guys can't say Mrs. Stabler. That's just cheating, since she's your current teacher. I'm sure she's tied for first, but... Who is, other than Mrs. Stabler, who would you say is your favorite teacher that you've had so far?
Mrs. Zink.
Mrs. Zink, okay, who just retired this year. She's not a teacher this year, she finished up last year. So what do you remember? That was a long time ago. She was in kindergarten, right? She must have been pretty special for you
yeah.
to remember her.
She was really kind, and we did a lot of drawings in her class.
A lot of drawings, and she was really kind, yeah. You kind of have to be kind to be a kindergarten teacher, right? And patient. Could you guys, when you grow up, would you ever consider being a kindergarten teacher?
No.
No? What, a teacher of a different kind, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
What do you guys want to be when you grow up?
I want to be an astronomer.
Oh, okay. Kenzie?
I want to be a nurse.
Okay, Gage. Those are two really good jobs. Okay, so then, Kenzie, you came to Hillsboro Elementary last year as a fifth grader.
Yeah.
So you've only been here 2 years. And that's going to be a challenge because you've had Mrs. Stabler both years, right? So who's your favorite teacher? And you can't say Mrs. Stabler.
Mrs. Kaufman,
okay. So she's one of our librarians at the elementary. What do you love about library time or about Mrs. Kaufman?
Mrs. Kaufman can be very patient with us, and she always, she's always kind and, yeah.
Kind and patient, and you like library time?
Yeah.
What do you like about library?
I like that we get time to read, and we get time to check out. When we're done checking out, we get to read after.
Nice. What kind of books have you been checking out lately? I ask that every week, don't I? But it's great that you guys love books.
Yeah. I just returned a book, and it was like a wartime book. But the one I'm reading right now is, I think, Twilight by Stephanie Murphy.
Oh, Twilight. Okay, that was really popular when I was in, like, high school about, I don't know, a long time ago. But good movies, too. Yeah. Vampires.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you, Gage? You read a good book recently or over the summer? Or?
My favorite book is probably the whole I Survived graphic novels.
Oh, okay. Yes. I have seen those. I have a few of those. Have you ever read the Molasses Flood or something like
yeah.
that? Isn't that crazy that that happened? Can you tell me a little bit about it?
I don't really remember it, but...
Okay, that's okay. I see you're wearing a Great Wolf Lodge sweatshirt. Did you
yeah.
go on any trips over the summer?
No, this is from last year.
Okay. How about you, Kenzie?
Well, last year I remember I went to a Vikings game.
Nice.
And then my uncle, he got tickets to the training before they started, and I got my helmet signed.
Cool. Who signed it?
Like, I think it was 96 to 99.
Okay, a few different people? Huh. Nice. Some of the big linemen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did
cool.
you see that Thielen's back?
Yeah.
I did. Yeah, he played for us last week. That was cool.
Mm-hmm.
What else did I say I was going to ask you guys?
Jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have this Word of the Day book. I opened it up. I'm trying to find a good one. Cherish? Have you heard that word before? Cherish?
Yeah.
Okay. The worldly children cherish their grandparents. Even though the grandparents live far away, the children treasure the time they spend together. If you cherish someone, you care for that person in a kind and loving way. Huh. That's a good word of the day. All right, let's wrap it up here soon, guys, because I gotta get you back to class. But the Borough Chat of the Week was all about being responsible, and you guys are the leaders of the school. So I think in the sentences you read, it even said, like, be responsible in the halls or on the playground or in the classroom. Like, so what advice do you have for the young kids or your peers about being responsible at school?
If you're responsible, you can clean up after yourself so you don't have a mess.
Nice, that's really good advice. Are you pretty clean? Yeah? So you don't leave a mess?
No.
Good. Does it bug you when you see a mess?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're one of those people that's like, you need it to be neat and tidy. Yeah, but that, you're right, that is a good trait of someone who is responsible. They pick up after themselves. Be responsible. Yeah. We don't want to see trash on the floors or in the hallway, right? We like
yeah.
to take pride in our school and have a clean school. How about you, Kenzie?
Don't run in the halls.
Okay, yeah. That would be irresponsible to be running in the halls. Not safe either. When you guys were talking about that, I was thinking, like, on the playground, a lot of clothing items get left behind sometimes when people may be forgetful. Maybe you could call that not responsible. Have you guys noticed the hallway out here?
Yeah.
What do you notice about it?
It's really full with lost and found stuff.
Lost and found stuff like crazy. So while we're on this podcast, we should mention to people, look through the lost and found and get that.